Psalm 125, A Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. Who are you trusting in? What is your strong tower in the day of trouble? Who is your rock and your mountain upon which you plant your feet? Well, there's only one rock that the people of God can rest upon. There is only one mountain that shall stand forever and ever and fill heaven and earth. There is only one chief cornerstone that cannot be removed forever. And that cornerstone, that rock, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his mountain is Mount Zion itself. It is the eternal kingdom of God that shall destroy all other kingdoms and stand forever and ever. And so the psalmist declares the truth, that they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth, even forever. Simon Peter put his trust in Jesus, that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, that his kingdom would stand forever and ever. And because of this, Jesus blessed Simon and told him the truth, that those who trust in him would get to be part of his church, his congregation, his people, and that his church, not Peter's church, Jesus' church, that his church, those who are built on Jesus Christ the rock, that we, would stand forever and ever, and even the gates of hell itself cannot prevail against us, his church. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ die with him. The body of sin is destroyed. Our sins and iniquities are buried with his body, and we are given a new heart that is pure and good, and a new spirit that is born of him in his likeness, righteous and holy. And so the Lord protects his people from the evil influence of the wicked. He keeps us from turning back to iniquity, and he does good to us. For every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. For now in Christ, we are no more wicked sinners, but now we are righteous and good. And so do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Yet there are many amongst the flock that appear to be sheep, but are not. And in due time, they shall manifest themselves, as John the Apostle said, and they shall turn aside out of the way unto their crooked ways and evil. And the Lord himself shall give them over to strong delusion, and God shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. For he shall cut them off, and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites. But peace shall be upon his people. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God himself shall be with us, shall be in us, and upon us forever and ever. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Psalm 125.